The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite the children to come on forward. Morning. Morning, morning, morning. Morning. And how are you this morning? Okay, how are you this morning? All right, good, 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 good. Okay, now, when your family comes up to get communion, right? I don't give you the bread and the wine yet. What do I do for you? I make a little sign of the cross on your head when I bless you, right? There we go. I make a sign of the cross right on your forehead. And I say something like, may the light of Christ shine in your life, or may the love of Jesus fill your heart, or something like that, okay? So, there we are. You were with us on Ash Wednesday, weren't you? Yeah, we said this thing, and then what did I rub on your forehead that time? Ashes from palm branches smudged your forehead good, but it was in the shape of a cross. So I do a cross on your forehead if I'm blessing you for communion. We did a ash cross on your forehead when, but it all starts right here. You see, at 10:30, we're going to do a baptism for another little baby. And part of that baptism is when I take oil here and rub it on the baby's forehead in the shape of a cross. I say, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Because, you see, that way you feel it, and it feels different than just my finger, because there's oil, and you can smell it, and it's your whole body, and you are then marked. So I remember that mark when I bless you at communion. I remember that mark when we do ashes on Ash Wednesday. We remember that mark anytime we want to, because we have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with that cross of Christ forever. You may be able to wash off the oil. You may be able to wash off the ashes. But you'll never be able to scrub off the love of God in Christ our Lord that cross symbolizes for all of us. You are marked with Christ's cross forever. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for your life. We thank you for your death, and we thank you for your resurrection. We thank you for coming and touching our lives with the love and the power of your cross. Help us to share that love and help us to live as your followers. We thank you for today, Lord. Amen. Have a great day, everybody.